Rick Seney is joining us, the founder and CEO of FairCompare.com. Happy Thanksgiving, Rick.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You know, a lot of people thinking Black Friday this week, but they don't necessarily think about Black Friday airfare deals. And they should be, right?
They should, yes. I mean, actually, there's plenty of deals in many cases on the weekends, Friday being a special one. They do have flash sales, so you should be watching each of your favorite airlines' Twitter feeds, for example, and you'll see some deals coming in through your emails from airlines and different sites. They also have, with hotels and packages, deals, too. You're going to see quite a few deals with those as well. So they want to get in on the sort of marketing frenzy for this. Typically, it's less about airlines and more about online travel agencies. So that's where your best bet is.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, where should people be looking for these deals? Because I think when most people book flights, a lot of them are going to, whether it's Expedia, Kayak, you know, all these sites that kind of throw the airlines all together at once. But that might not be the best place to look.
Yeah, you could, well, that's definitely the online travel agencies, metasearch sites like Kayak, Expedia. Those are great sites. FairCompare you could come to as well. I was just looking at deals, for example, you know, over the next two or three weekends. If you want to go for under $100 nonstop, you can get to Boston, but Frontier Airlines for $147, for example, on the weekend to go to Tampa, Fort Myers also on Frontier, and Orlando under $200. So there's plenty of deals to be had, even if you were shopping this morning.
All right. Probably too late, though, to be booking your holiday travel plans, though, right?
Yeah, it's a little late. I mean, I was actually looking at going just at this next weekend coming up as we speak, and all the ticket prices out of Buffalo for nonstop flights are over $300 anywhere you want to go. But if you go the weekend after that, those are the deals we were just talking about. And the ones that look like warm weather, which a lot of people may be looking for, places like Tampa, Orlando, nonstop flights on Frontier are pretty inexpensive. And then there was even a flight the third week just for Christmas time, for example, Los Angeles on JetBlue, $230. Round trip on a nonstop flight. So that's a great deal as well.
Hey, what is this weekend and this week like for somebody like you, keeping track of all these flights going back and forth and how many people are traveling?
Yeah, so the Wednesday before, which we're just coming up on tomorrow, and the Sunday after are the two busiest travel days of the year. So TSA has to staff up on those particular days. They're the most expensive 2 days to travel. So if you're actually, the day of Thanksgiving is one of the best days to fly because you actually may actually have an empty middle seat flying with you. Keeping track of everything, especially with weather issues potentially in the, you know, northeastern corridor around major hub airports, can cause all sorts of issues. And those trickle down all throughout the day, even out to the West Coast if there's weather, snow, storms, or whatnot. Chicago also is a place where it can really bog things down. So we like to keep an eye on things, make sure people get to their destinations. You just have to head to the airport with an abundance of patience for the next two or three days.
Yeah, patience is the key. Like tomorrow in the Northeast, it's, you know, here it is that day before Thanksgiving, and weather could be an issue affecting a lot of Northeast airports.
Right, and that means, too, like, even if you're flying out of town to meet family, you want to make sure they have good quality information as well. The last thing you want them to do is go to the airport, depending on where they are, in a snowstorm, and then your flight's been delayed or canceled, and they don't know about it because you haven't been able to get them word. So it's really good quality information you're looking for during this time. Head out a little bit earlier. Make sure you get through security. If you're parking, for example, make sure you get there early enough to make sure your parking's there. And just take a little extra time. And by the way, don't bring any food on the plane. They're going to confiscate it all at TSA.
Oh, man. All right. So no turkey leftovers. Just stick that in the suitcase. Hey, Rick, thanks so much.
It's a jam.
Yeah, Rick Seney over at FairCompare.com filling you in on, some Black Friday deals on flights. You never think to look there.
Everyone's, you don't.
You know, focused on retail, TVs, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's really flights that'll,
And it's not just Friday, but actually all this week and even into next, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, pretty nice. Something interesting to check out.